This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You've probably seen or at least are familiar with a lot of the commercials that aired during the Super Bowl on Sunday. One of those is causing a smidge of controversy, you might say. A commercial for Bud Light makes some references to corn syrup in the fact that corn syrup is used in a competing beer, let's say, Miller Lite specifically. But that's got some people a bit concerned, including perhaps even at the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, because they see the use of corn as a good thing. Tricia Braid is the communications director at the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, and she's on the line right now. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, glad to join you today.
So I haven't completely seen all of this commercial yet. I've just heard bits and pieces. What is this commercial doing, I guess?
Okay, so the theme of the Bud Light ad is following up on several years worth of these sort of medieval knights, and in this theme, a group of medieval folks find this large cask of corn syrup that had been delivered to the Bud Light castle, and the king says, "We don't use corn syrup in our beer. Take it over to the Miller Light guys." And then it's this trek across the way, and although there is no explicit commentary made about corn syrup and its role in the beer, the implication is that it's a bad thing, right? Because Bud Light wants you to think their beer is better. And that really didn't sit well with a lot of corn farmers who felt like it was an attack on themselves because it was an attack on corn syrup. And, you know, Twitter did its thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it certainly did, although I don't completely understand the medieval concept with these commercials anyway, but that's another discussion for another day. I guess when I was reading about this between yesterday and today, I guess I was kind of surprised that when you think of beer, I don't necessarily think of corn syrup. So kind of explain what you know about how it's used when Miller Lite or a beer is being made.
Right, so I think most people probably equate beer grains to be barley, the malt, you know, hops, those types of things. And those are certainly the base grain for many different beers. But it is quite common for corn to be used in beer as a grain. They call it an adjunct grain because it impacts the flavor profile of the beer, especially if you're looking for a lighter beer. So these brewmasters might add some corn to the mix. Another way that corn is used is as an ingredient in the fermentation process. So separate from the actual beer part itself that we're drinking, corn is used as an aid in the fermentation because the yeast that makes the fermentation process happen needs sugar to eat. And that sugar may come from dextrose, which is many times made from corn, or it could come from corn syrup, or rice syrup, or barley syrup, or any other number of sugar products, or, you know, cane sugar or beet sugar. So it's just part of the fermentation process itself. And when it's used in that manner, it never makes its way into the drinking beer that ends up in the can or the bottle. So corn is commonly used in many different alcoholic beverages. And so I think maybe it was news to a lot of people that there's corn in any beer. So it gave us an opportunity to have a conversation, that's for sure.
It sounds, though, to me like based on that alone, that Bud Light would be making a big deal out of something that's not really that big of a deal.
Right. It's, you know, we might say big dilly-dilly. If you watch the ads, you know, dilly-dilly is their thing, which I never really understood to begin with.
So me either.
So, yeah. So what? Big dilly-dilly, Bud Light. The answer is, so what do you use in your beer? And I'm not here to pit one commodity against another.
Sure.
Bud Light uses rice. So that's the other adjunct grain in their mixture. And presumably they're using that same rice syrup then to feed the fermentation process. I don't know for sure. They don't reveal all of that. Mm-hmm. But they've certainly revealed that they don't use corn. Interestingly, the Miller products came on and said, hey, you know, we're using corn syrup in our fermentation process, and we think that's pretty good because we like our beer. And a lot of you people do, too. So as far as the corn farmers are concerned, you know, we're going to say, hey, corn makes good beer.
And it sounds to me, too, like, you know, in addition to all the other things that corn is used in, that this is a pretty good money maker then for farmers, right?
Well, at this point, the way the markets look, Every market is important. So the food and beverage industry is a pretty small portion of overall corn use. The largest users of corn right now are ethanol, which is actually just like beverage alcohol, but we put it in our fuel. So ethanol, livestock feed, exports, and then food and industrial uses come in at the tail end of that. So it is a small use for our corn crop, but it's important, just like every other use of the corn crop is. You know, a lot of your listeners live in the rural areas. They probably have a good feel for the fact that it's a rough time in the farm economy right now, and that every bit of corn sold matters to the bottom line of corn farmers. And I think really that's at the heart of the reaction that you saw, Will, from corn farmers being upset about this, because they are really feeling that pinch, and it really matters to them that their corn's being used and they grow a really high quality product. And even though Bud Light may not have meant exactly to say that corn syrup's a bad thing, that's what they inferred, and it just hit too close to home.
It kind of seems like it's one of those things that maybe at the end of the day isn't really that big of a deal, and I kind of think of it, although this is still a big deal to some people, the issue of GMOs. It doesn't really hurt anything, so, you know, why are we making a big deal out of it?
Right, and I think that you're bringing up a good point. So much of the advertising that we call free from advertising, so in this case Bud Light was saying, hey, our beer is free from corn syrup, really leads to this mistaken impression that something else is bad. And that's a common marketing technique. It's been done for years and years. That doesn't make it any less aggravating. What a consumer can take away from this, or what you can learn maybe as a person who's not a farmer but is a beer drinker, is, hey, you know, maybe I'm interested in what's in my beer, maybe I'm not, but I'm going to be a little bit more savvy about that marketing ploy. And if it's not corn syrup in it, what is? Maybe you still don't care. But the idea of what's advertised to us being an actual reflection of the value of the product, you know, that's an important lesson to learn.
You mentioned, Tricia, that that things are probably not very good in terms of prices and the overall farm economy right now. How much are farmers, specifically corn farmers in this case, are they struggling right now? How difficult is the situation for them on the whole?
Yeah, we're moving into now several years in a row, 4 or 5 years for a lot of people, of prices for their commodities, and in Illinois that means corn and soybeans, being below the cost of production. And that's hard for a lot of people to understand who don't farm. Like, why do you do it if you're not making your money back? That's a hard conversation to have, but it's the truth. So it is tight out there, and we're seeing more and more people getting to the point where they're having difficulty getting loans from the bank to make all the purchases they need to make to put the crop in the ground. The ongoing trade disputes are certainly really tightening down on prices as well, although we still see a lot of commodities flowing. The prices are so low, we're selling a lot of corn and beans, but that's not really helping from the profitability side of things. So here we are talking, and tonight the president was going to be making his State of the Union address. So, you know, I'm thinking that a lot of farmers are going to be looking toward the White House to see, hey, is there a light at the end of this tunnel on the trade disputes? How about that new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada? And, hey, can we get anything done with the infrastructure bill on our locks and dams here in Illinois? Those are bright spots for us, and we're certainly looking forward to improving that corn farmer profitability picture as we continue to keep an eye on these really important issues.
And we should note, by the way, that at least our local Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, her guest at the State of the Union, is an Illinois farmer who claims that, that at least the tariff situation has not been all that kind to him. So it sounds to me like, just, you know, time will tell, right, how good things can get if they are expected to get better.
That's right. Tom Mueller, the guest of Congresswoman Bustos, will be there tonight. He's actually on the board of directors for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We're so happy that he has that opportunity, and we know that he'll carry that important message all the way out there to the U.S. House of Representatives and all the people that he runs into.
So, final question here, Tricia. Should I stop drinking Bud Light?
Well, you know, that's up to you.
Or more importantly, should I stop drinking it on the air? But that's another discussion.
Yeah, well, that's probably a key point. You know, I'm not interested in pitting one farmer against another. Folks that farm rice deserve a market, too.
Yeah, and I think that's the overall message, that agriculture is probably is a very important component of a lot of things that we deal with in our lives, and overall, that's a good thing.
That's right. Just enjoy it responsibly and drink knowledgeably.
Exactly. All right, Tricia Braid with the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, thank you so much for your time. Good perspective. I appreciate it.
Hey, nice talking to you.
Speaking of Congresswoman Bustos and her State of the Union, I guess they're supposed to be talking to reporters on a conference call this hour. We're not going to be able to bring that to you, obviously, because it's happening during the course of the program, but no doubt we'll hear more from the farmers in the days to come, for sure. Stay tuned. We'll have business news and sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.